Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This week we continued in our series called Kingdom Citizen, where we're talking about how only one kingdom lasts forever. We've been really looking at the Sermon on the Mount, which is found in Matthew chapters 5 through 7, where Jesus talks about what the values of the kingdom of God are. And in one of the sections, he taught us how to pray and said, you know, we should say and start with, you know, God, our Father in heaven, you know, hallowed be your name, or honored be your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth just as it is in heaven. And what we're looking at is in the values of the kingdom of God, what would it look like if God's will was done on earth just as it is in heaven? And this past week, we looked at a section of scripture from Matthew 6 where Jesus really talks about our focus and where we put our faith and what can derail our faith. Let me read just a small section of it in Matthew 6, verse 31. It says this, "Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, don't be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." The section, Jesus had just got done talking about how we can't serve both God and money. And I think the reason that money is so powerful is because it offers us some sense of control over our lives. The more money we have, the more control we feel like we have. When we start to lose our money, we tend to feel like we lose control. And I think that's what it really comes down to, is anxiety is rooted in a fear that we won't have control over our life. It's this nervousness or unease, or we feel like something's coming our way that we can't handle. And that causes a lot of anxiety. And what Jesus is saying in this section is, hey, look, don't be anxious about anything. Don't allow anxiety to be your focus. Now, that's hard to do, because the reality is that you can tell me to until you're blue in the face, don't be anxious. But when anxiety hits me, it just comes on like a flood. Have you ever felt that way? So then you kind of feel bad, because you're like, well, I'm supposed to trust God, and here I am not trusting God. So now not only do I feel anxious, but now I feel bad about myself for not trusting God. That's the reality of how the enemy tries to derail our faith. But what Jesus is saying is that, look, and in this section, he talked about how, you know, God takes care of the birds in the field, and God, you know, puts flowers all over the fields, and you know, he takes care of things, and saying, look, aren't you more valuable than they? Trust in God, seek first his kingdom, and all these things will be added. And when he says that, he's saying, look, I want you to focus on the kingdom of God, because as you focus on the kingdom of God, your anxiety is going to decrease. And I found that to be a reality, that typically when I'm most anxious, I'm focusing on anything but the kingdom of God. I'm typically focusing on things that aren't even true, like the what ifs. Well, what if this happens, or what if that happens? Or, man, if only I had done this, or if only I had done that. You start thinking about things that really aren't true in that moment. And as a result, those things that we're focusing on grow bigger and bigger and bigger, and anxiety grows more and more and more. But I think what Paul would say is that we should focus on whatever is true, whatever is lovely, whatever is noble, whatever is honorable, whatever is praiseworthy. We should think about such things. I think in the same way, Christ is saying, look, I want your focus to be entirely on me, on the things I want you to do. And I found in my life that as I focus on the Lord, and as I focus on his truth, and I focus on what he wants me to do, I found that my anxiety decreases. Now, I know that that's tough for a lot of us that struggle with anxiety to do, but here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Just as you pray today, I want you to imagine the things that you can't control, whether it's health, your future, whether it's your finances, whether it's your children, or whether it's your work, or whatever it is, think about all the things you can't control. I want you to imagine those, just putting them all on a plate and sliding that plate over to the Lord and saying, Lord, this is now your plate to carry. Let's do that. Father, I thank you for being a God that cares about us. Lord, there are things in our lives that we cannot control. And I pray, God, that help us to focus completely on you and on your kingship and your righteousness. I pray, God, you would take the plate of all of our burdens. Lord, we're asking that you would carry it. God, help us to focus on you And we ask for your provision over our life. And we ask that in your son's name. Amen. Why don't you just take a second, you know, as we close out this time, think about the things that that maybe cause you the most worry or the most anxiety, and just practice sliding those over to the Lord in your mind and in your heart. Just tell the Lord, I want you to carry this. Take some time to do that. And until next time, God bless.